Dave and Genevieve.
What do you think about Boeing? What do you think about?
I don't want to have too hard of feelings from the guys that fly me around, but quite honestly, I think about the door panel blowing off mid-flight and watching some guy that is sitting right next to the door as the wind is whipping his hair as the plane door has been blown off.
Yeah, the plug.
Yeah.
The door plug blows off that Boeing plane. That happened a couple of months ago in January. It was an Alaska Airlines flight. And remember, we found out later after that incident happened that Alaska Airlines had decided that plane had some issues, that it wasn't going to be flying it across the Pacific to Hawaii anymore. So they kept it over land. And then they had that happen. But Boeing has had a series of mid-flight, I'll call them somewhat minor debacles, thank goodness. But then there's this news that went out, came out, I saw it in The Hill, it was reported that, going back to your story, Dave, about the Alaska Airlines flight that lost the door plug, the FBI then sent out letters. Their victim specialist sent out letters to passengers on that flight and said, you may be the victim of a crime. So there's more to that. And then as a result of all that, the reason we're talking about this today is not to remind you about all of the scary moments on Boeing flights. It's because the CEO has announced he is stepping down. So that is a huge announcement. And I think there's others as well that will be stepping down. We're going to get with News Nation to find out more.
Yeah. And what will this change? Mm-hmm. Or is this just, this is what happens when something terrible happens to your company, that the CEO gets axed? Joe Khalil joins us right now, Washington correspondent with News Nation. Joe, what does this mean for Boeing right now?
Well, it's not just a CEO, as you point out. So it's going to be a whole spate of leadership that by the end of the year is going to change. So David Calhoun, he's at the very top, the chairman of the board, a guy named Larry Kellner, and then their vice president, a guy named Stan Deal. All of them are leaving at the end of the year. Interesting that they're not leaving immediately, but they say that they've still got work to do to sort of turn the public image, the actual safety concerns around at Boeing. So, you know, in the immediate term, I'm not sure what it's going to mean, in terms of like changes to operational day to day. But obviously, you know, you look at the stock price is going to be impacted, number one. If they have new leadership, do they have brand new safety standards? Number two, the goal here is clearly to regain the public's trust, which obviously they've lost, for a whole host of issues, most of which you've already talked about here. But it almost seemed inevitable that something like this was going to have to happen in order for, you know, the company to appear like it was at least taking these concerns seriously.
I just always have such heartburn with a lot of, you know, board members or with the CEO stepping down when something big like this happens, because I'm like, well, does that solve the safety concerns that the public, you know, but there's been a series of safety issues, Joe, on Boeing planes. I don't know if it was just a rash of horrible luck or timing with Boeing. I do feel like flying is still the safest way to get around, and I'm sure statistics would bear that out. And also, this is a couple of months after that incident on Alaska Airlines when they lost that door plug. So was there a culmination of things that caused him to make this announcement today?
Yeah, I think a couple of things. I mean, obviously, that terrifying incident back in January where the panel flew off and there was a hole in the plane. I mean, just a nightmare scenario, right? But it wasn't just that. Just last month in February, there were some 50 Boeing jets that the company themselves discovered issues with. Apparently, the engineers had drilled holes into the wrong places in certain parts. And that actually, there's speculation that was maybe the root cause of the January incident. So they had to prevent 50 more jets from going out. So that's in addition to the panel flying off in January. And then you also had, and this got less attention, but it was still a big deal. There was a cargo plane. So it wasn't commercial passengers, but a cargo plane that was in the sky and started literally shooting out fire. Like, you could see flames from the sky because they had a mechanical issue. So the FAA has really cracked down. Now they have essentially said that Boeing has to limit how many 737s they're even allowed to produce and sell until there's more confidence that they can do this safely. So it's not even just a matter of safety. Obviously, that's number one. But just purely sales right now, they're limited in how much business they can do. And then if you are Delta or American Airlines or another big, you know, airline company anywhere, are you trusting the jets that Boeing is selling you? So even they, the airlines, have come out, which is rare, and really rebuked Boeing for what they're doing. So I think all of those things, combination, it was not just the January incident. I think it was building and building and building, and now you finally have enough, you know, juice there to say, okay, leadership's got to change. And I think that's what we're seeing now.
Joe, thank you for joining us. Joe Khalil with News Nation.
Just looking at more information about these letters that went out, said 9 passengers on that Alaska Airlines flight back in January, 737 MAX 9 passengers might be victims of crime, according to the FBI. So Reuters is reporting, Dave, that the FBI told passengers who were on that flight on January 5th that they may be victims of a crime. And that the FBI, we know that, the FBI has been investigating, although they declined to comment. But usually with things involved, you know, with airplanes and being in the sky and sometimes even at the airport itself, the FBI will get involved. But the victim specialist at the FBI in the Seattle office had sent out letters to the passengers there saying you may be a victim of a crime. Raises our curiosity.
I don't even
curiosity.
Know what that means.
I don't know. We'd be purely speculating.
Well, I will say this. I know that when that panel blew off, lots of stuff got sucked out of the plane. And in fact, they found an iPhone on the side of a road that somebody picked up and powered it up. So I don't know what they're saying as far as the crime, what they're referring to. But yeah, it's a fascinating development.
Looking at all angles on that to make sure things were done properly after the plane was delivered. You know, I mean, I'm sure they're going to be looking at all of that, whether the paperwork was filed properly. So there's a lot more going on with Boeing.